Kevin, thank you so much for the time to talk today. You're doing some amazing things in New York City. Would you explain what Pay It Forward 9/11 is all about?
Sure. It's nice to be here. On September 11, 2001, I was experiencing a day quite different than most New Yorkers. I was actually flying into New York City from a plane flying over the Atlantic Ocean from Paris, France, finishing up a vacation. And suddenly our plane just started descending over the ocean, which is not a good thing. And we then turned sharply to the north, and the captain came on the PA and said, due to a terrorist attack, we will be landing in Gander. Now, I didn't know where Gander was, but I soon found out it was an island in the Atlantic Ocean, part of Canada, in Newfoundland, Labrador. And what happened there was pretty remarkable. A town of 9,000 people took in 38 jumbo jets from 90 different countries. A town of 9,000 took in 7,000 people. And they gave us food, clothing, shelter, information, and love at a time when our own country was under attack. And they kept saying, as we wanted to thank them, as after we spent 5 days in the small town, and it was just incredible. And so I went back to, I was living in Austin, Texas at the time, and I thought, gosh, would we do the same where I live? Would we, if the population of New York City, you know, nearly doubled, would we let people into our own homes to give them a shower? And I wasn't sure. And so in 2002, I couldn't go back to this tiny town to thank them. So I decided to pay it forward and to thank others and to do good deeds for strangers. And so in that year, that first year, the anniversary of 9/11, we began at my company. I closed the doors of the company. I handed out $100 bills to my staff and told them to go out and do 3 good deeds for strangers. Tell them to remember the lives of those who were lost on 9/11, and then tell the story of this brighter side of humanity that also existed. And so today, fast forward, we are an incorporated charity based here in New York City. And last year, we had people in 45 U.S. states and 16 countries participating in Pay It Forward 9/11.
Tons of great stories of things happening all around there. Would you share what your favorite is?
Oh, gosh. In the past few years, what's just a funny aside, but one of our board members, she is a 9/11 survivor. And one of our board members also works for Starbucks. And we said, well, we're going to do a free Starbucks coffee giveaway to random people walking down the street. And this was in Midtown. And she's from Brooklyn. She said, Kevin, no one's going to take coffee from a stranger. And I said, I just watched. Let's wait and see. And sure enough, I was right and she was wrong. We had, 100 people. We sent people out in teams of 2 and 3 with a little box of coffee. Someone held the cups. Someone else held the creamers and stirrers. And as they approached people, whether they be construction workers or subway transit riders or school students, people were so blown away by these little small things, such as a cup of coffee. And then so the important thing is that we get, again, tell them the message. We said we would never forget what happened. We said we would remember. And then so we asked them to honor those lives by continuing the ripple effect of kindness that happened to me in 2001. So we asked them to go do 3 good deeds for strangers that day. So now it's become 11 days of kindness, September 1st to the 11th. And we invite everyone to join in.
What did your friends and family think about this idea when it first got started?
Well, first, when I did this at my company, I was nervous. I wasn't sure if, mandatory kindness was going to work. But ultimately, I divided people up into teams of 2. And I'll be honest, sometimes I would pair people up that didn't necessarily get along. And then they'd go out into the community and they'd do something simple, like buy someone's lunch. Or there was one team that went to the traffic court and paid for someone's traffic tickets. How crazy is that? But the key part of this was they would come back and we would all talk about it as a staff in the afternoon. And just the stories were so emotional about these simple little things, interactions where people realized, gosh, you know what? We don't look at each other as human beings. We don't look in the eyes. We're all so busy staring at our phones. And so people were truly moved by the experience, and so much so that people over time, they decided, I'm going to volunteer for a charity board of directors, or another person decided to become an organ donor after hearing a story about organ donation. So all of these little things, they really do add up.
How does that make you personally feel to see all of this from your idea?
Well, it feels good. And it also feels like, to fast forward to 2024, you know, I like to say that, you know, in the days and the months after 9/11, in a time before hashtags, the words "United We Stand" were prevalent across the world. And yet here we are, we could not be any further from that. And it's my belief that if we can engage more with people who we think that are different, and that if we do these random good deeds for strangers, we can begin to break down those silos and those barriers. So I now have a wonderful board of directors who feel the same, and we've got people all over the U.S. who feel the same, that it doesn't have to take a lot of effort. It can be something very simple, and you can decide to do it on a daily basis. And, you know, now for me, having witnessed and participated in this for so many years, of course, I like to do this not just in September, but I'd love to do it anytime I can. And what I've learned having seen this so much is I actually did a TEDx talk about the helper's high, that when you do a good deed for a stranger, you get this several minutes of euphoria. The chemicals in your brain have studied this, that not just the person who's the recipient of the kindness, but you as the giver, you get this feeling of love and kindness and euphoria that comes across you. I encourage everybody to give it a try and see what happens when you get the helper's high.
Did you think this was going to be as big as it has grown?
No, I did not. And I have to say, my story, I'm very blessed because my story was chosen to be included in the Broadway musical Come From Away. So there's a character named Kevin T, who is in that story, and which became an Apple TV film. And now that show is traveling all across the world. And so that show has helped catapult our unique charity and participation in it across the world.
That must be a little bit humbling to feel like, wow, I made it in all these strange ways that I never saw coming.
It is indeed surreal. I now actually have to keep a spreadsheet of all of the actors who play Kevin T on stages across the world.
I bet. So, anyone in particular that stands out?
Oh my! I have to say, well, they're all great because they're younger, better looking, singing, dancing versions of me.
Let's talk about the goal for this year. Don't you have a big goal for this year?
We do. This year, we're hoping for at least 24,000 acts of kindness between September 1st and September 11th. And we are confident that we will hit that. We've grown our goal every year. We think that we need exponentially many more times that to truly make some change here in New York City and across the world. And it's so accessible. Kindness is accessible at any given moment. You know, it doesn't even have to cost money. It could be something so simple as smiling at someone on the subway, or, you know, letting someone cut in front of you, or maybe writing a thank you note to a first responder or member of the military. So there's some simple things that we can all do. And when you practice doing this, it, like I said, it makes you as an individual feel good, and it helps the others as well.
Right. Just changing the way that you think every day to help someone else out, or, you know, possibly make their day. Little things count for sure.
Exactly.
How can people then participate in this movement? How does it work?
It's very simple. It doesn't cost anything. We encourage people to register so we know who's participating and meeting our goals at our website at payitforward911.org. And this year in particular, we're hoping to get more schools and businesses involved and engaged. And so we've got a lot of resources on our website, people giving examples. I've also got really the best of from 15 years of doing this at my company. I wrote a book called Channel of Peace, Stranded in Gander on 9/11. And so it talks about really some of the best stories from that took place at my company. And so there's a lot of inspiration in there that might help people to say, hey, maybe I can get my family involved, or maybe my kids' classroom ought to do this, or that sort of thing.
That's a great idea, to get a big group or even your church congregation
Absolutely. I have many people from my church, the St. Francis Xavier, they have been involved in the coffee giveaway, and they can't wait to do it again every year.
Kevin, thank you so much for the time to talk, for sharing your story. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.